When working with purchase leads, it's pretty straightforward. In many respects, it's easier to work purchase leads than any other, simply because they've somewhat qualified themselves as to needing or wanting a business, unless your lead source is giving you lame leads. The downside, of course, is that other people may have purchased this lead and have already called this prospect, or something may have changed between the time they filled out the questionnaire and when you're calling them. Again, much has to do with your lead source. Some of the biggest names in the business sell their leads 20 to 50 times each. Once you have a good lead source, the main thing you want to do is find out why that prospect wants to own their own business. Then, of course, help them get it. I'll give you the qualifying scripts I use, starting with the greeting, so you get the flow of it. The greetings go something like this. Hello, can I speak with John? Hi, John. My name is Tim Sales. You filled out a questionnaire indicating that you're interested in a home-based business. Then the qualifying questions go something like this. I'm calling to find out if you found what you're looking for. Or, I'm calling to find out what type of business you're looking for. Or, I'm calling to find out if what you want is a match with our business. Then further qualifying questions are, do you have a particular business in mind? Have you ever owned your own business before? If so, what happened with it? What do you want to achieve by owning your own business? How would you quantify that? What things would you not want in your business? What, if you heard it, would you go, that's what I'm looking for? Let's go to a couple of live calls with purchase leads. On these purchase leads, if you hear me reference that the prospect has indicated something or has stated something, what that means is that when the prospect submitted their contact information to the lead company, there were a few questions that were asked of the prospect, like, what's the main reason you want a home-based business? How much money could you invest in a home business? Questions like that. So that's what I'm referencing when I'm talking to the prospect. Hopefully that clears up or prevents any confusion you may have. On this call, we'll pick back up on Nadira. She's the foreign doctor who was told by the first person who bought her lead that she didn't qualify. I think that person needs to hear a professional inviter. What do you think? From the qualifying scripts I gave you just a few minutes ago, see if you can pick them out in the live call. Remember, the reason you do the qualify step is to find out what someone needs, wants, or doesn't want. Oh, well, I'm sorry. Uh-huh. I am not that person. I'm not calling in regards to that person.
Uh-huh. Seems like I had no chance to work at home.
Well, mm-hmm. I disagree with that.
Well, yeah.
I think that there would have been several people who have said I couldn't have done it, but I ended up being able to. Did he give a particular reason why he felt that you couldn't?
Not really.
All
but,
right.
But, you know, I just decided not to do it because, well, I try something else.
What are you going to try?
Because I'm a foreign doctor, a medical doctor from overseas, and I'm here getting my equivalence. And in the meantime, I was looking for a job, and I thought working at home was the best way for me to do it.
Uh-huh. Any particular specialty that you have?
Yes, GI, gastroenterology.
Ah, gastroenterology, uh-huh. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so are you wanting to work in that particular field here in America?
Well, I was, that was my first plan.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I know it'll take a long time to get there, like at least 3 or 4 years. And, you know, everything can change in
sure.
4 years. You never know what's going to happen.
Unless you make it happen, one or the other.
That's true. Yeah, that's why, you know, I wanted to do something at home, but related with at least a medical field.
Yes. Where are you from originally?
Algeria.
Nigeria.
No, Algeria.
Nigeria.
Yes, it's, I'm sure people know more Morocco. You
yes.
know Morocco, it's just East Morocco.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, how
yeah.
long have you been here in the States?
Now it's my second year.
Your second year?
Yeah.
So what have you been doing for the last couple of years here? And if I ask something too personal, just say that's
yeah.
too personal, okay?
No, I came here because of the situation in my country.
Uh-huh.
And I have a daughter, so I wanted her to have a better education.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my husband is still in Algeria. He's a doctor, too.
Oh,
so that's
well that,
how, you know.
Well, that must be difficult that you two are apart.
Exactly, yeah.
Does he have plans to come here?
Yes.
Any particular date? In other words, is it...
Oh, not right now. No. Yeah.
Well,
As you can easily tell, we have accomplished the greeting. She is talking freely and openly to me. Now listen to my next question. It pulls out her reason for wanting to work from home.
Let me ask you this. What particular reason is it that you would most like to work from home?
It's because of my daughter, and I told you my husband is not here.
Yes.
So, you know, she's at school, and to me it's better if I can manage work and family.
Oh, of course. How old's your daughter?
She's 11.
Oh, 11. No kidding.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so what, she just now going into 6th grade, 7th grade?
Yeah, middle school.
Yes.
She's starting her first year there.
Big step.
Yeah.
I bet you're very proud of her.
Absolutely. And she's a good student, too. We're very proud of her.
Oh, that's so fantastic.
Yeah.
Did you hear that when I got her to say her want, that she seemed to be smiling when she was talking about her daughter? Did you hear the pride she has with her daughter? Did you hear the frustration of not being with her husband? She needs help. And that's good, because that's what I do. This next call is with a lady named Ruth. As you'll hear, she just opened right up and told me exactly what she wants in a business. If you tune in to me, you can hear that I'm trying to write everything she says. Then I circle back around and fulfill the greeting with her.
Hello?
Hello, is this Ruth?
Yes.
Hi, Ruth. My name is Tim Sales. Did you fill out a questionnaire on the internet having to do with working from home?
Yes, several.
You did several of them, huh?
Mm-hmm. I want to see which one's the best one for me.
All right. Well, what is it that you're actually looking for?
Something that I can sell that people want and that also creates residual income and that I don't feel like it's, you know, junk.
All right. And what would define junk to you? I have my own opinion of that, but I'd like to hear yours.
Stuffed animals, Beanie Babies, knickknacks, whatnots, you know, things that are passing fancy.
Got it. All right. Well, if you're going to create a residual income, you'd want to make sure that it stays residual more than a week or two, huh?
Exactly. Something that people, you know, need to keep replenishing would be the best thing.
All right. So have you had your own business before?
My husband and I run a farming business.
Run a farming business. What do you farm?
Grain.
All right.
Well, actually, he's my ex-husband, but we still work together.
Are you still buddies?
Uh-huh. Might as well be.
Might as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're married. Might as well be buddies.
Yeah, we were married. Might as well be friends.
That's awesome. So farming is pretty much it, or did you do something?
No, that was, you know, that was his. I mean, I grew up on a farm all my life, so, you know, it was kind of obvious that I'd marry a farmer, but... I did other things. I'm also a CNA.
CNA?
Certified Nursing Assistant. And I've also been Administrative Assistant for not just this company, but for a nursery of roses and plants and shrubbery and things like that. So I've had various, and sales and things like that throughout the years before I married my husband.
Ah, what kind of things did you sell?
Car phones.
What is it?
Car phones. You know, when they used to have to install them.
Oh, okay.
Remember that?
Yeah.
For cell one, but then they merged with Comcast, so a lot of people lost their positions.
Oh, okay, good. So the components that you're really looking for in a business would be a business that would have something that you could sell that you can make a residual income on, and the product needs to be something of value
exactly.
And that people want it.
Yeah.
All right. What you wrote down was the main reason that you were looking for a business was to be your own boss.
Exactly.
Right? So that's like the main point of why you want to...
I mean, when someone's their own boss, they work harder.
Thank you.
You know.
I agree.
Okay, did you notice that on my first question, she just opened right up and told me what she was looking for? That's a great prospect. Then I fulfilled the greeting by asking her about what kind of work she's done in the past, and that's when the conversation about her husband came up and several others, which showed that we had a good rapport with each other. This next call is one where I was unsuccessful at getting the greeting at the very beginning. So listen how I was able to work back in and then fulfill the greeting.
Hello.
Hello, is this Yan?
Yes.
Do you pronounce your name Yan?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't want to mess it up there.
It's okay.
My name is Tim Sales, and I understand that you filled out a form over the internet.
Today?
Yeah, it was probably today.
Yeah.
Having to do with the business, you could work from home?
Oh, yes, that's right.
All right. What is it that you're looking for? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't know what options you
okay.
guys have. I don't know. I mean, I just find it in the internet, and I try to see, find out what it's about.
All right.
I don't know. Give me a list or whatever.
Okay. So whatever it is that I give you, you'll say, okay, I like that, or I don't like that, or I want that, or I don't want that, huh? All right. I got the form that you actually filled out, and I see that you want to spend more time with your family.
Yeah, that's the goal, yeah.
All right. So do you currently work away from them?
Yeah, I'm currently working right now, yes.
What kind of work do you do now?
I'm a graphic designer myself.
A graphic designer?
Yes.
All right. Do you specialize in any particular field, Quirk or Photoshop?
I actually Quirk, InDesign, Photoshop, Illustrator, all of that.
Oh, okay.
All the Adobe products.
So do you do a lot of print work or more web work?
Mostly print work. Print work. Occasionally, I interact with the website.
Uh-huh.
I mean, try to, put things on the website, but no, full-time.
All right. So do you work for somebody or are you freelance?
No, right now it's an organization that I work in right now. And, I just try to get something outside. Maybe I can get some more money.
Right.
It's not enough.
I understand. You have a family, as in children?
Yeah, I have two kids.
You have two kids?
Yeah.
How old?
5 years old, the boy, and 15 months.
In 15 months?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So. Oh, fun. It's a lot of fun. And I completely admire the fact that you do want to spend more time with them.
Okay.
And the information that you filled out there was you could work 11 to 15 hours a week, right?
Yeah, that was the one I'm trying to manage. Yeah, having my full time and spend another hours in the weekends and weeknights, I guess.
Right.
Whatever is working at home.
Good. Yes.
Could you hear how he just slipped in that not enough statement? Well, how could you miss it when I hit you in the head with that bell in there, huh? See, he has two kids, and he doesn't have enough money. Now, his bigger need could be he wants to be with the family. But what caused me to focus on money was his fearful laugh when he said, not enough. He's concerned about that. All right, that's a valuable list of scripts there. Remember, all these scripts I'm giving you are not just things to say, but have been worked and perfected to get results and minimize objections. And you can hear with your own ears that these scripts work. Have you noticed that there hasn't been one objection yet? I'd recommend you learn and use these scripts. All right, the last thing about qualify that I'm going to discuss here is how to determine if your prospect qualifies. The absolute answer on this is, if they've stated a need, want, or don't want that your business can fulfill, they qualify for an invitation. This is, of course, assuming that you've done a good greeting and they indeed are speaking freely and openly to you. One point to emphasize here, at this point in the invite, you don't know yet whether the prospect qualifies for your business or not. All we know at this point is whether they qualify for an invite. We need to get them to look at the industry and want to participate in it, and then we want them to look at our business, and if they like that, then they qualify for our business. So all you're qualifying them for at this point is whether they have a need, want, or don't want for something your business offers. If they do, you invite them.
Professional Inviter recordings and transcripts are copyright 2004 by Up Statistics Corporation. Any unauthorized translation, duplication, importation, or distribution is a violation of applicable laws and will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.